AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Air Force One, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the decision in Colorado to take Donald Trump off the state's Republican presidential primary ballot.
I'm not going to speak to the decision that Colorado has made. I'm just not going to comment on it.
Can you see if the White House would like the Supreme Court to quickly pick up this case to get it settled?
Look, what I can say is the president's not involved. We're not involved in this. This is a legal process. Just not going to comment.
Robert Prus, professor and chair of the political science department at Metropolitan State University of Denver, was asked what is next.
We expect to see the name on the ballot because we can't really expect any sort of outcome that doesn't include an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court on this decision.
A Trump campaign spokesman calls it a flawed decision. A federal judge is ordering Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry to turn over more than 1,600 texts and emails to FBI agents investigating efforts to keep Donald Trump in office after his 2020 election loss. A wide gap remains in talks in Cairo to release hostages held by Hamas.
Despite a burst of diplomacy by high-level officials in recent days, the two sides appear to be far from an agreement. Hamas has said no more hostages will be released until the war ends and is expected to insist on the release of large numbers of Palestinian prisoners, including high-level militants. For the captives that remain, Israel has rejected the demand so far, but it has a history of lopsided exchange for captive Israelis, and the government's under heavy public pressure to bring the hostages back safely. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
The U.S. imposed new sanctions on alleged violators of a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil. The mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, issued a formal apology to two black men, Alan Swanson and Willie Bennett, who were wrongfully accused in a 1989 murder of a white woman, Carol Stewart. This is AP News. A television station says a news helicopter crashed, killing both people on board.
WPVI-TV in Philadelphia says the pilot and a photographer died in the crash in a New Jersey forest. They were returning from an assignment at the Jersey Shore last night. A correspondent who went to the scene said, "Our hearts are just broken." Video shows scattered debris with some pieces on fire or smoking as authorities searched with flashlights in the darkness. Why the helicopter went down is not yet clear. The station did not immediately release the names of the two people who were killed, pending notification of family members. I'm Rita Foley.
Many states that stockpiled masks and other protective gear during the coronavirus pandemic now have an abundance of leftovers. Some are throwing the supplies out. Others are trying to sell them at bargain prices or find anyone willing to take them. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.